A new poll suggests that most Americans are concerned about indecent material on television and radio. They want tighter restrictions on content aired during times that children might be tuning in. This poll was conducted by the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press. Broadcasters already are under pressure from the government to keep indecent material off the air, and this new climate is forcing many stations to change the way they operate. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports from the National Association of Broadcasters Convention in Las Vegas.
Tom Shank is a man caught in the crossfire of the culture wars. Shank is general manager at WRAZ-TV in Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina, and he says these days the station is having to be a lot more careful about what it puts on the air.
Syndication's easy. We know what the show is. It's been on network. Movies are easy. You know, we can edit them ourselves in advance. But reality shows where the production's very fluid and where they're sent down very last minute, that's been a big challenge.
WRAZ is located in a region where TV viewers tend to skew conservative, but it's an affiliate for Fox, a network known for airing racy programs such as Arrested Development.
Since you're devastating people, go ahead and tell Job that I'll be telling the cops that it was him in the truck, so he'll be joining me here. I've got a nice hard cot with his name on it.
You do that to your own brother?
I said caught.
In the past, a TV station that ran programs like these would risk angering viewers. These days, however, the stakes are even higher. After incidents such as the Janet Jackson wardrobe malfunction at the Super Bowl, the FCC has sharply increased the fines it imposes on broadcasters, and Congress has passed legislation that would increase fines even more. Republican Michael Bilirakis of Florida says even that's not enough.
If we're talking about fines, then the bad things have already happened.
The cow's already left the barn. The damage will have already been done. We've got to keep indecency from taking place.
Bilirakis addressed the NAB convention this week, where regulating indecency was high on the agenda. Many broadcasters complain that the indecency push has left them on shifting ground, uncertain about whether some word or program content will get them fined. Fox executive Tony Vinciguerra talked about what happened when his network pixelated the screen to cover up naked body parts on one controversial program.
In the FCC's pronouncement against Married to America, said pixelation is not adequate cover for that product. But in subsequent analysis, they said pixelation is adequate. So you can tell me which is appropriate.
The NAB has formed a task force to try to direct broadcasters about how to handle questions like this. Many broadcasters complain that indecency standards should be extended to satellite and cable TV. And while that idea is popular with some legislators, past efforts to do so have been struck down in court. Jeff Smulyan, CEO of Emmis Communications, which owns TV and radio stations, says what's going on is part of a broader debate about the coarsening of the culture.
I'm not saying that we don't have some responsibility, but the reality is this is a society which is much different than it was when Ozzie and Harriet were on every Tuesday night.
But Vicky Rideout of the Kaiser Family Foundation, which has studied the effects of broadcast indecency on young people, said that obscures the tremendous power that the media has.
I don't believe that what's in television or radio programming is simply reflecting the society. I think it's influencing it too. And certainly when it comes to kids and the kind of language that kids are using at school and on the playground, a lot of it is coming from the media that they're consuming.
The broadcast industry's previous efforts to curb indecency, such as the V-chip and ratings, have not fully succeeded. Now the industry faces more pressure to show federal officials it can regulate itself. If it doesn't, regulators have suggested they're more than willing to step in and address the problem themselves. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, Las Vegas.